Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to the Near and Queer to My Heart podcast. I'm your host, Amanda G. When I started this podcast, I wanted to get to know the lives of queer performers beyond the stage. I see performers all the time doing whatever their performance is, burlesque, drag, comedy, acting, whatever it is. I see it and I was like, I want to get to know this person beyond the stage. But I also host and produce a queer storytelling show called Greetings from Queer Mountain. It's a monthly queer storytelling show here in New Orleans. You can also catch it in Austin, New York City, Bay Area. We're all over the place. But after COVID, I started getting sentimental and I realized these shows are really special. And I love the interviews and I love getting to know people beyond the stage, but also, what a golden opportunity to share their stories with the world. So we started recording our live Greetings from Queer Mountain shows, and we want to share them with the world. So here we are, kicking us off with this inaugural storytelling podcast episode is G's Louise. If you want to learn more about G's, you can check out the episode right before this. That's where we sit down with G's. We get to know her life, how she got to where she is. It was wonderful. And now we get to know her on the stage. She came to Greetings from Queer Mountain and told the funniest, wildest story. It involves her. It involves Cardi B. It involves traveling to Los Angeles. It involves all kinds of things. And it's so wild. And what a way to kick off our storytelling episodes of Near and Queer to My Heart. So let's get to it. Let's get to G's Louise.
I saw her do burlesque years ago, and I've seen her host shows, and I always hoped she would come and join us at Queer Mountain, and we finally were able to figure out a date and a time that worked for both of us, and I'm so excited to hear what she has to say. So let's make some noise for G's Louise, y'all.
Hello, everyone. I'm G's Louise, and I am pissed the fuck off. First of all, I came here preparing to do something completely different from my high school journals. We'll see if we get to that point. Who here is a fan or knows of Cardi B? We love Cardi B, do we not? We love Cardi B, okay? So a week, my life has been turned upside down in this past week. 1 week ago, my cousin, sent me a little Instagram, a little Twitter, a couple things. And Cardi B was like, my birthday is on Tuesday and the theme is burlesque. Right? The theme is burlesque and we're having burlesque auditions in LA on Sunday. We're looking for burlesque performers. I'm like, bitch, that's me. All fucking day. I have an act to money. Okay, I gotta do it to please me. I know this is for me. Imagine you see somebody that you don't watch from the bottom to the top, that's a celebrity that got mad money, that's like, I want y'all to come and shake your titties at my fucking birthday party. So I was like, should I shoot my shot? I asked my fans around America. I said, tweet, Cardi B, just tag me in the Instagram, just because I'm trying to let her know I'm available. I'm available. I'll get to the audition, bitch. I'm not above it. Okay? Everybody donated. We raised $1,000 in the middle of the night so I could get this fucking plane ticket Saturday night, 2:30 a.m. to be at the audition in L.A. at 8:45. Woo! Yeah. Bitch, I worked at the strip club 2 days. I was dog sitting. I found a place for those animals to fucking go. Okay? I said, "Cat, Mr. Kathy, good day to you. Good luck. Don't eat all your food on the first day because I ain't coming back." Okay? I was like, bitch, this is my shot. Like hundreds of people tweeted, twatted, TikToked about it. And they said, you got to have Jeez Louise, the number one burlesque performer in the world. Okay? Yeah. Meanwhile, you got number five in the world, Cleopatra, in London. Okay? Her people are like, we got to get Cleopatra from London to LA for the audition overnight. She raised $2,500, people. She got to the audition, okay? So we got all these beautiful black and brown babes. Burlesque is healing, okay? The world is healing. We're thriving. We're like, we're finna do our art at Cardi B's motherfucking burlesque birthday party. Is that not amazing? Yeah. I email back. I get an email. They say, you can come to the audition. I'm like, is it paid? They said yes. I said, bet, let's go. What do you need? They said, come do your act. If you get chosen, you perform the act at the fucking party. Bet. I get there. Who's there? My best motherfucking friend, the Cuban Missile Crisis, Tito Bonito, doing his act. We get there. There's only 12 of us, y'all. For we don't know how many people emailed. There's only 12 of us at this audition. Half of us is like, you know, everyday burlesque babes. You know, we got black and brown, we got thickness, we got glamour, we got comedy. Cleopatra from London, she does a WAP act with a fucking mop and a goddamn bucket. Okay? She's twerking, she's doing jump split, my knee hurt, just thinking about it. So we're all like, okay, we're going to the audition. Bitch, they're like, oh, the audition's about to start late because we're waiting on Cardi B. Everybody nervous? I'm like, bitch, I'm not. I did my fucking makeup on Southwest Airlines and it looks good. Okay? I took a whole bath in the fucking accessible bathroom. I'm not ashamed. I did it. I didn't see a man wheelchair. It was fine. Okay? So I shaved my crotch in the bathroom. Like, I got there ready for the audition. We're kikiing. Everyone's like, we're having a great time. They bring me into the audition. They're like, do you live in LA? I'm like, no, I live in New Orleans. They're like, oh, so you flew all the way out here to see Cardi B? And I said, no, I flew all the way out here so Cardi B could see me. They were like, wow, you have so much internet support. Everybody loves you. I was like, well, you know, I've been doing this 13 years, number one in the world. I would love to showcase my everyday, regular, comedic, sexy ass burlesque twerking performance for you at your birthday party. Right? It's Cardi B. Okay? Come to find the fuck out, bitch. So I'm like, the next day, people are starting to get notified throughout the day. 8 a.m., 6:30 p.m., 10 p.m. I'm like, you know what? I didn't fucking get it. You know who got it? Tito Bonito, Cuban Missile Crisis, my best friend. I said, you know what? Amazing for him. I love this. He was the only man at the audition. We knew he was going to get it anyway, bitch. We know what it is. Okay? Come to find out, we found out all these other people at the audition was pre-hired, bitch. And what they look like, white, skinny-ass glamour girls with the rhinestones. Cardi B said, I'm looking for Marilyn Monroe. When the fuck did Marilyn Monroe do burlesque, Cardi B? Right. Marilyn Monroe ain't got nothing to do with burlesque. You know who does? These black ass, brown ass people that's twerking in these goddamn rhinestones for you. So we're out here. Look, Cleopatra got picked. We're like, yes, at least fucking bucket and mop is finna be at this goddamn party. We're like, yes, this is a win for all of us, a win for black burlesque. Was I mad? Yeah. But was I like the still win? Okay, we watching the Instagram. What's happening? What do we see on the Instagram? The goddamn fucking skinny ass white girls. We don't see a nan. I didn't see a titty. You said this was burlesque. Where's the titty? Oh, oh, oh. And guess what? You know who didn't perform their act after they were hired? Tito Bonito and Cleopatra. There was no bucket and mop at the goddamn birthday party. So she done raised $2,500 to fly from London to audition for you. Then you hired these people. And then they didn't even get to perform. Am I wrong, America?
No.
Am I wrong? But guess who did get to perform? Oh, you know, bitch. So Cardigan, Backyard again. Needs to pay for her fucking crimes. She owes me $1,000 for this plane ticket. Oh, yeah, yeah. We found out. This is a whole collaboration. Because on Instagram, she said, just the birthday party is the beginning. Wait for the Playboy bash collaboration. Oh, Playboy. Bitch, if I would have known it was Playboy, I would have stayed my black ass at home. Because it's the third time Playboy done played me. Y'all. So now I'm putting 2 and 3 and 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 together. At the audition, what did they have? Cameras.
Yeah, they stole all, yeah.
They was videoing for content. Half the people at the audition was already pre-hired. If you pre-hired, why you audition it?
To take your shit.
Well, no.
Maybe.
No, because they gonna make a fucking TikTok video. They gonna make a whole little, ooh, look what we did. We did burlesque, and we done used all these people that we auditioned, even though we actually hired these other people, and then we hired the people that auditioned, but then didn't actually let them do the act. You know what they had Cleopatra doing? Carrying her fucking birthday cake.
Oh, no.
And now we gotta defend the Twitter troll. Like, the Twitter people are after us. I put my Twitter on public for this. The barbs? I was exposed to the barbs for this. Do you know how vulnerable you have to be? To be exposed to the barbs? They could have known my address in 5 minutes. Okay? So I'm just saying, we don't know. I'm doing an internal investigation. I'm trying to be the fucking Geraldo of burlesque. I want to know what the fuck is going on. I want to know why our Afro-Latina stripper queen fucking played us and gave us the hocus fucking pocus. Yeah. And I'm still fucking mad about it. It only happened like 2 days ago, so it's still wrong.
Louise, y'all, make some noise. I was following the whole saga on social media, and I never tell people what stories to tell, but I was really like brainwaves. I was hoping you'd tell the story because I wanted to hear your side of it. I wanted to hear everything that happened. That was amazing. Thank you, G's. One more time for G's. Let's hear it.
That was it. We did it. Our first storytelling episode of many, many more. Thank you to G's Louise again for sharing her world with you. Thank you to Ryan Golub, who created a whole new theme song just for these storytelling episodes. That's my baby brother. I appreciate it. If you want to hang out with us on social media, you can find us on Instagram and Facebook at Near and Queer to My Heart, on X, Twitter, whatever you're calling it, at Queer to My Heart. If you're old school, email us, nearandqueertomyheart@gmail.com. If you're old school and want to write us a letter, too bad, we're not giving out our address. Stay tuned, we got more episodes coming your way. Thank y'all, again, as always, we love you. Thank you!